Today's shir is Masechta Shabbos Daf Chaf Dalet. We will begin on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. The Gemara will, for a moment, speak about the halachas that we learned in the Mishnah about what kind of oil could be used or not used to have lachas near Shabbos. And then the Gemara will go back to Chanukah for a while. V'lei b'shem mitzreifa. So we learned in the Mishnah that we may not use shem mitzreifa for Shabbos candle. Ask the Gemara, my Shemen Sreifa. What is Shemen Sreifa? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Shemen Shal Truma Shenitma. It's Truma oil that got Tamei, by my Karle Shemen Sreifa. And why is it called Shemen Sreifa? Hoil Ulu Sreifa Aymed. Since it's supposed to be burnt. So since it's supposed to be burnt, that's why it's called Shemen Sreifa. Shemen by Tama Loi. So what is the reason that one may not use such oil on Shabbos to light the candles with such oil? Answers the Gemara, "B'tarich shemitzvah alav levaroi." Since there's a mitzvah to burn this oil, because we don't want this burnt oil to remain in your possession, because we don't want that chas v'sholem you should come to eat it. That's why Chazal said it should be burnt. That's what halacha is, it should be burnt, and we're concerned gzeir shemiyata in your desire to get rid of it, you may tilt the lamp, a concern that we've discussed previously more than once. You may tilt the lamp, and by tilting the lamp, you'll be oivish shemiyata on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, amalei baya. If that is indeed the concern, elameyata, but yontif lishtri. So that on yontif, we should be allowed to use shemen sreifa. Alomatanan. We're going to learn later in today's shiur on Daf Chof Dal Ramah Beis. Emad likim b'shemen sreifa b'yontif. We may not use shemen sreifa on yontif. And the question is, why not? On yontif, there's no concern of shemayata. Even if we're going to do something to make the candle burn quicker, there's nothing wrong with doing that on yontif. Answers the Gemara, gzeira yontif at the Shabbos. Actually, yontif, it should be permissible at this point, if the Gemara says. The reason Chazal made the gzeira is because we were afraid that if you're going to be allowed to use it on yontif, you're going to also use it on Shabbos. Therefore, Chazal said that don't use it at all, and because you don't use it at all, you won't come to make this mistake. And as Tosfos explains, there are two types of situations of shemayata. Sometimes the shemayata is that the oil doesn't burn well. That's not the concern of our Gemara. The concern of our Gemara is that the oil does burn well, but you'll be so anxious to get it burnt because of the shemen sreifa halacha that you may come to do the wrong thing. Rav Chisda Amalai l'shemayata l'chashinan. And therefore, on a regular Friday evening, you're allowed to use shemen sreifa. Halacha. What's our Mishnah? When our Mishnah says that you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa, what is the type of situation it's being referred to? It's talking about Yontif Shchalis Erev Shabbos Eskinan. When Yontif is on Friday, and there's Halacha, as we're going to learn later in our Shir, She'ain Sreifin Kachim V'Yontif, you're not allowed to burn Kachim and Yontif. So today is Friday Yontif. I'm lighting Shabbos candles Friday evening. I'm going to want to use the Shemen Sreifa, and there's Halacha of Ein Sarf and Kachim B'yontif. Ask the Gemara, V'amidetani Seifa, since we're going to learn in the Mishnah on Daf Kaf Dalar Mabeis, that Ein Madlikim B'Shemet Sreif B'yontif, that we may not use Shemet Sreif B'yontif, isn't that Mechlal, isn't that a clear indication, the Reisha, that this Mishnah, the Mishnah that we're explaining now, is La B'yontif Eskinen, is not speaking about Yontif. The situation of Yontif is only going to be introduced in the next Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina Masura. The way we need to understand these two Mishnayos is not that the two Mishnayos are talking about two different situations. One's talking about a regular Friday Erev Shabbos, and one is talking about Yontif, but rather both are speaking about Yontif. And the way to understand the next Mishnah is the next Mishnah is Ma Tam Kamer. The next Mishnah is explaining the reasoning of this Mishnah. And the Mishnah here said that when Yontif is on Friday, we shouldn't light Shabbos candles with Shemen Sreifa, and explains the next Mishnah. Why is that the halacha? Ma Tam Eim Alikim Shemen Sreifa B'Yontif. Today, Friday, Yontif, why may we not use the Shemen Tzreifa? To which the Mishnah, the next Mishnah, teaches us the answer is the fish ain't so from Kachim and Yontif, because we're not allowed to burn Kachim and Yontif. And says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei de Rav Chisda, there's a Braisa that corroborates Rav Chisda's understanding. It says in the Braisa, Ko Elu Shamru Eimadlikim B'Shabbos, all the types of oil and wicks that Chazal said you can't use on Shabbos, the Loch is Madlikim B'Yontif, though concern doesn't apply on Yontif. Why? Because on Shabbos, as we keep on learning this Masechta, there's a concern of Shemayata. On Yontif, there is no concern of Shemayata, so we don't put all the limitations that we have on Shabbos, on Yontif, regarding what oil and wick we may use. Or, as other Rishonim explain, we're concerned on Shabbos that the candle may get extinguished. And obviously on Shabbos, I can't relight the candle. Yontif, we don't have that concern. We're concerned on Shabbos that the candle may not burn well, and if it doesn't burn well, the person will leave. On Yontif, you don't have that problem, because if the candle's not burning well, you just relight it to make sure that it does burn well. So therefore, again, says the Braisa, Kol Eilish Amr Eimad Likim B'Shabbos, all the various oils and wicks that we're not allowed to use on Shabbos, the Loch is Malikim B'Yontif, we may use on Yontif. Chutz M'Shemet Sreifa, that except for Shemet Sreifa, that on a normal Friday, you may use Shemet Sreifa, but on Friday, which happens to be Yontif, Ein Sharf and Kachim Yontif, we're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yontif, as we're going to explain later on in the Shir, and therefore there's a special halacha that only applies to Yontif. And therefore, if Yontif comes out to be on Friday, the halacha is that you're not allowed to use the Shemen Sreifa. What's going to be the halacha Erev Yontif? The halacha is that would be permitted. Because the reasons we're going to give later in the Shir why we may not burn Shemen Sreifa on Yontif apply strictly to Yontif. So on Yontif, we're not allowed to light a wick on oil that is Shemen Sreifa. But if we're in a situation where it's Erev Yontif, and Erev Yontif, of course, we have to burn an Erev Yontif, we have to, of course, light Yontif candles just like we do on Shabbos. Since the burning, the lighting is taking place on Erev Yontif, which is still a weekday, then it's permitted. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Iboilahu, Ma'ala haska shel Chanukah b'Birchas Hamazon. What is the halacha about mentioning Chanukah in Birchas Hamazon? Do we say Kiva Midrabbanan hu? Since the entire halacha of Chanukah is only Midrabbanan, loy matgarinan, we don't mention it. Aydilma, Mishum Persimenisa. We know Chanukah is all about Persimenisa and therefore matgarinan. So Tysus, of course, asked the question. We spent a number of shiurim speaking about Chanukah. Then our shiur today began speaking about Shemen Sreifa. And then it goes back to Chanukah. Why did the Gemara go back and forth? So the Rashi answers that the Gemara brought in the halacha of Shemen Sreifa in the middle of Hilchas Chanukah because there's a nafka minah by Shemen Sreifa regarding Hilchas Chanukah as well. Because even according to Rav, that taught us in the previous sugyas, that also l'shtamish l'oira, the halacha is, so if also l'shtamish l'oira, so there should be no chash of shemayata if you used shemen tzreifa for Chanukah candles. Still, the halacha is that on Shabbos Chanukah, we shouldn't use shemen tzreifa. Why? Because again, as we said at the beginning of the shiur, somebody is so anxious to get rid of the Shemen Sreifa that even though the halach is you're not allowed to have anor from the Chanukah candles, but that won't stop you from trying to get rid of it, which is of course asur on Shabbos. Another explanation, the Moritz Chai suggests, that we're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa for Chanukah candles even during the week. Because as we learned, when we learned the sugyas of Chanukah, there's a shear, a minimum shear, how much the Chanukah candles must burn. And if we're anxious to get rid of the Shemen Sreifa, and have it burn quickly. What's going to happen is we'll do that, and the Chanukah candles won't burn for the amount of time it's supposed to burn. But the Rishash takes a different approach. The Rishash says the reason Shemen Sreifa was mentioned was just the opposite, to teach us that only on Shabbos, on Yom Yontif, there's a concern about Shemen Sreifa. But on Chanukah, since Osla Shtamash La'oiroi, everybody would agree that you're allowed to use Shemen Sreifa. And that's why the din of Shemen Sreifa was mentioned in the middle of the Hilchas Chanukah. Because once we've established, says the Rishash, that Osla Shtamash La'oiroi, that we're not allowed to use the candlelight of the Chanukah Lecht, we're not concerned that you're going to use it and be matted. So Al Gemara began with a question: do you mention Chanukah in Birchas Hamazon? What? So in Tefillah, Rashi points out, there is no question. Certainly in Tefillah, we mention Alanisim, we mention Chanukah. We mention Alanisim, we mention the Yont of Chanukah. And as Tosfos explains, since Tefillah is done with Tzibur, it's only appropriate that with Tzibur, we should mention Chanukah, because that's the perfect way of doing Persumin Nisa. But Birchas Hamazon, which is done privately, maybe ask the Gemara, there is no halacha that you have to say al anisim in benching. The Sfasemis says the Gemara's question is because tefillah, we're obligated to daven. So if we're obligated to daven, we're certainly obligated to say al anisim. But we're not obligated to eat a suda on Chanukah. And since there's no obligation to eat a suda Chanukah, maybe even if you ate the suda, there's no obligation to say al anisim. And in fact, that's why I saw the Cheshek Shloima points out that the Gemara's question is only by Chanukah. Because by Chanukah, as we just said, there's no obligation to eat a suda. However, on Purim, where there's an obligation to eat suda, suda's Purim, the Gemara never had a question, the Gemara never had a doubt, and certainly on Purim, one has to say al anisim. So again, the Gemara asked the question, Ibai luhu, ma lahaska shel Chanukah v'brichas hamazon, b'derabanu hu alay matgrinan, oidilma mishum pesin linisa, and matgrinan. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Sechayra, Amar Rav Huna, ain't a masker. You don't have to say it. Vim ba lahasker, if you want to mention it, Maske v'hoida, you should say it in Neidelcha. And says the Gemara, Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla bei Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda came to the home of Rava, Sava let kure b'nei Yerushalayim. He wanted to say al anisim in b'nei Yerushalayim, just like Yala v'yavai, when we bench, is recited in that bracha. Amalu Rav Sheshes, to which Rav Sheshes said to him, the al anisim that's said in Birchas Hamazon should be like tefillah. Mat tefillah, when do we mention al anisim in the Birchas Haidah? Because that's the point. Because the point is, as we said earlier, lahaidais or lahalal, at Birchas Hamazon, v'haidah. Whereas Rosh Chodesh, the purpose of saying the Yalav Yavai is because it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah that we daven, and we daven that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring back the Beis HaMikdash, and we should be able to bring the Kabbonis of Rosh Chodesh. So that's why it's appropriate to say it in Ritzei, and it's also appropriate to say it in the Tefillah and benching in Vinei Yerushalayim, where again, we're speaking about the Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, and we'll be able to bring the Kabbonis Rosh Chodesh. Ibai Lehu, ask the Gemara further, Ma lahaskel Rosh Chodesh b'Birchas Hamazon? Do we mention Rosh Chodesh in benching? Imtim Tzolomer, if we're going to say Chanukah, that the whole point of Chanukah is midrabanan loit tzarech, you don't have to say it. But Rosh Chodesh, which is a deraisa, maybe tzarech, you certainly have to mention Yalav Yavo invention. Adilma, or perhaps kiven the le'osu b'asiyas melacha, since it's not also to work on Rosh Chodesh. So since it's not also to work on Rosh Chodesh, it's not considered like a yontif, and therefore loy maskerina, we don't mention it. So the Ran explains, what does it mean when we say Rosh Chodesh is a deraisa? So the Ran says that the halacha is that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. There's a chiv to eat on Rosh Chodesh, and that's why Rosh Chodesh is different than Chanukah. But on the other hand, the Gemara suggests, says the Ran, that just like on Chanukah you're allowed to work, on Rosh Chodesh also a lot of work, and therefore Rosh Chodesh should be treated like Chanukah. Ask the Rishonim. Our Gemara here says that Rosh Chodesh is not Osur B'Melacha. The Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis says that women and others don't do Melacha on Chalamai on Rosh Chodesh. So Tosfos answers that that's only a minhag. Me'ikra Adin, you're allowed to do Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. And in fact, the Marit points out, since the minig is only that women don't do work on Chol HaMoed, men do work on Chol HaMoed, that's Peshat in the Gemara, that when the Gemara says that you shouldn't, on Rosh Chodesh, Melacha is mutar, because men are allowed to do work on Melacha. But the Marit says that there were even men that do Melacha on Chol HaMoed shouldn't do Melacha Kveda. They shouldn't do heavy lifting. Another point I saw is that Tosfos Rosh suggests that there were places that men didn't do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. It's not the commonly held minig. So the halacha, the minig ha'olam is, and as quoted in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tuf Yud Zayin Sif Aleph, there's that women don't do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a melacha for women, is a yanta for women, because they didn't want to contribute to the egel. The question that the Mishnah Berurah discusses is, how far does this go? Does it apply to both days of Rosh Chodesh? Does it apply to the nights as well? Certainly, if women are not going to do work on Rosh Chodesh, the day they should choose not to do work is the second day of Rosh Chodesh in a month where there's two. Moreover, 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Moreover, it seems that the Bi'ur Halacha says that melachas kalis, easy jobs, may be done on Rosh Chodesh. So the question is again, do we mention Rosh Chodesh in Birchas Hamazon or not? Rav Amar Masker, Rav says you do, Rav Chanina Amar Ena Masker, you don't. Amar Rav Zreika, Nekoit the Rabbi Yotcha. Rav's opinion is the correct opinion. The Kai Rav Oshia Kavasei, because Rav Oshia also holds that way. The Tana Rav Oshia, Rabbi Oshia taught us the following halacha regarding Hilchas Kiddush and Hilchas Yalla V'Yavai. Yom Shesh Bem Karban Musaf, the days where Karban Musaf is brought, Kigayim Rosh Chodesh V'Chol Shemoyed, Arvus V'Shachris U'Mincha Mispal Shemon Esrei, and all of those tefillos you should say Shemon Esrei, V'Oyma Me'ena Ma'ura, you say Yalla V'Yavai, V'Birchas Avoida, in the Ritzei, you say the Yalav Yavai, for the reason we said a moment ago, Vimlai Avar, and if you didn't say Yalav Yavai, Machzir Naisai. You have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Vein Baim Kedush Al Kais, you don't say Kiddush on Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh Ben Haskar B'Birchas Hamazon, you have to repeat, you do say Yalav Yavai in benching. So the halacha is that if you only finish the Birchas Ritzei and you realize you didn't say Yalav Yavai, you should say it over there. If you already went further into the Shemoneh Esrei, you should go back to the Ritzei. If you didn't finish the Shemoneh Esrei, go back to Ritzei. If you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. So there's some interesting questions that the Poskim discuss about somebody who forgot to say Yalav Yavai. If somebody forgot to say Yalav Yavai, and he knows, as we just learned, that he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So he repeated the Shemoneh Esrei, but now he's concerned that he didn't say Mashav Aruach Amorid Hageshem or the different other Haskaros of Shemoneh Esrei that he's supposed to do, for which you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So now the question is, does he have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei the third time? He had to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei the first time because he missed Yalav Yavai. The second time, he said Yalav Yavai, but he missed something else. So if we look at the two Shemoneh Esreis, between the two Shemoneh Esreis, he said everything he was supposed to say. But there was no Shemoneh Esrei that was a perfect Shemoneh Esrei. And the way to look at the Shaila is, what's pshat of a Shemoneh Esrei that's missing a component that's supposed to be there? Is pshat that it's missing that component? and we have to somehow figure out how to make up that missing component. Or is pshat that a Shemoneh Esrei that's missing a necessary component is not considered a Shemoneh Esrei at all? And this is a very big machloikus hapoiskim. The Mekor Chaim, the Gor Ori Yehuda, they hold that if between the two Shemoneh Esreis that you recited, you said everything you were supposed to say, you're good to go. But the Mata Ephraim and the Elef HaMogein and the Marshag all hold that a Shemoneh Esrei that's missing a necessary component is not a Shemoneh Esrei. So if the first Shemoneh Esrei missed the Yalav Yavah, you had to repeat it. And if the second Shemoneh Esrei is missing the Mashiv Baruch HaMoed HaGeshem, you have to repeat it again. But then I saw that the Sha'al Satshuvah Yogel Yaakov says, what am I going to accomplish by making him say Shemoneh Esrei the third time? This individual seems to always be making mistakes. So therefore, say the Paiskim I saw from the Levushei Matcha and the Har Tzvi and the Mechitz Yitzchak, he should say Shemoneh Esrei the third time and he should make a Tanai. If he's Mechuyiv to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, great. And if not, this should be a Tfilas Nadova. Another question. If somebody forgot by Mincha to say Yal V'Yavai, and he only remembered after night, so he can't daven Mincha again, it's already night. So should he daven a Tfilas Tashlumim? Because is it considered that the Mincha he davened that day without Yal V'Yavai is as if he didn't daven Mincha? Or since he's not going to be able to say Yal V'Yavai tonight anyway, because it's already after Rosh Chodesh, there's no point in repeating the Shemoneh Esrei. Again, it seems to be connected to the previous Machloikas. If we say that a Shemoneh Esrei that's supposed to have a Yal V'Yavai and is missing the Yal V'Yavai, it's as if you didn't daven that Shemoneh Esrei, so you're going to have to daven Ma'ariv twice. But if it's considered a tefillah, just it's missing a component, and now I'm not able to make up that missing component, then what's the point of davening Ma'ariv twice? So here too, the halacha is to daven Ma'ariv twice and make a tanai. If I'm obligated to daven Ma'ariv twice, so I have daven Ma'ariv twice. If not, the second tefillah should be a tefillas nedava. Continues the braisa. Yomim she'emem korban musaf, days where there are no korban musaf, kigoyim, she'ni v'chamishi, where Shani v'chamishi, where there's no korban musaf, the tiniest on fast days, umamodus, and the Gemara stops. Shani v'chamishi, when we speak about Monday and Thursday, my vidatayu, what does Monday and Thursday mean? Elo, b'shani v'chamishi shotaniyus. The Gemara Masech the Tainus discusses that if there was no rain, they would institute the fast Bahab, Monday, Thursday, Monday. And Mamodos. The Halacha, the Gemara Masech, the Tainus also discusses. The Pasuk says, Tzavis b'nei Yisroel, v'matalem es kobani lachmi l'ishai tishmru l'hakar li b'mayadoi. And the Gemara explains that we learn from the word tishmu that when somebody brings a carbon, he has to be there when the carbon is offered. The carbon tamid, which was brought every day from the donations of Klal Yisroel, Klal Yisroel had to stand there. We couldn't have all of Klal Yisroel in the Beis HaMikdash every day. So just like we know that there were mishmeiris of the Kahanim who did the Avodah, there were mishmeiris of Yisraelim. They were called Ma'amadois, who would be the representatives of Klal Yisroel and go to the Beis HaMikdash. And then there were Ma'amadois of people in every city in Klal Yisroel, and they used to fast on those days. So the halacha is Arvus v'shachros v'mincha mispal Shemoneh Esrei v'oymer me'ein ha'me'ora, and you speak about the fast b'shmei tefila v'im loy omar, and if you didn't say it ein machzir nosoi, because they're not yontif deraisis. And continues the braisa, when you eat on the night of a fast day ein b'maskar b'birch samozin, you don't mention anything about the fast day in birch samozin. So we see that it says here explicitly that Rosh Chodesh is mentioned, in the Birch Samazon, and that is the halacha. Here we see that even though we don't fast only by day, they used to already say Aneinu by Ma'ariv on the night before the Tainus. because it's already considered the tainus. And it's a very big chiddush. The chiddush from here we see is that you didn't start fasting, and you already said on the night before the fast, aneinu. But that's not our minig. Our minig is that certainly by Ma'ariv, before the fast day, we don't say aneinu, but even Shachris, we don't say aneinu, because we're concerned that you may not be able to fast. And then when you said aneinu, you said it when you shouldn't have said it because you didn't end up fasting. However, Tosfos teaches us that the Shliach Tzibur does say aneinu even by Shachris, because it's inconceivable to assume that there won't be at least one person in the Tzibur that won't fast. So since there's going to be at least somebody who's going to fast, therefore, by Shachris, we should say, the Shliach Tzibur says aneinu. Moreover, the Magen Avraham says that let's say somebody davens Mincha Gedoyla. So Mincha Gedoyla, as we discussed previously in this Masechta, there's quite a while until the night. So let's say somebody davens Mincha early. Does he say aneinu or not? And the Magen Avraham says, since the din is that you should say aneinu, the halacha is you should say it even if you're davening mincha early, and even if there's a concern that you may not be able to finish the fast. And the reason is because it is a yom tainus. What do we say? Yom tzaim tanaseinu. And since it's yom tzaim tanaseinu, that's why it's appropriate to say the aneinu even if you're davening early, and even when there's a concern that you may not make it till the end of the day. Fasting. Continues the Gemara. Iboilu. Ma'ala haska shal Chanukah b'musafim. On Chanukah, there's always a Shabbos. On Chanukah, there's always a Rosh Chodesh. And the question is, during that tefillah, do we mention Yalla v'yavai? Do we mention Al HaNisim? Kivin the less by Musa b'day, since the argument can be made that the Chiyuv davening Musav has nothing to do with Chanukah, Loi Matkrinim, so there's no point in saying Al HaNisim. Oy Dilma, Yoy Mushachai Bar B'Tfilas. This day is a day where you have to daven Musav. And since this is a day that you have to say Musav, so the Musav has, every Tfilah has to have with it a Yal of Yavai. Says the Gemara of Hunav Rav Yehuda Damri Tavayu, Ein Masker, that you don't say Al HaNisim by Musav. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Damer Tavayu Masker, that you do. Amar Abayla, Rav Yosef. Had Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. This that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said that you don't do it, the Rav, who? It follows the opinion of Rav. Damer Rav Gidlam, Rav. Rish Chodesh Chali is b'Shabbos. Rish Chodesh falls on Shabbos. Hamnafta b'Novi b'Shabbos. When we mention Novi, if Rish Chodesh is on Shabbos, and we say half Torah on Shabbos, like we do every week, ain't tzarech lahaskel shel Rish Chodesh. You don't say the Rish Chodesh in the Bircha half Torah. Shemal is Shabbos, ain't Novi Rish Chodesh. For Rish Chodesh alone, there wouldn't have been a Novi. There wouldn't have been half Torah. So here too, if not, there's no Musaf on Chanukah. Answers the Gemara, me dummy. The comparison is weak. Hasam, Novi bid Rish Chodesh like a klal. There's no such a thing as half Torah on Rosh Chodesh. Whereas when we speak Chocha, when we speak about Al HaNisim, Isim ba'arva shachris mincha. By the other tefillahs, as we've been learning, you certainly mention Al HaNisim. So since you mentioned them by the other tefillahs, you should mention them by this tefillah as well. Says the Gemara Allah Hodamya, what would be a good comparison? Damrav v'chduvi amar amas na amarav, yontav shchali is b'shabbos, if yontav falls on Shabbos, hamafta b'novi b'mincha b'shabbos. In those days, they used to say Haftorah by Mincha on Shabbos. And then the history goes as follows. Originally, they used to say Haftorah from Novi, Shabbos by Mincha. In the times of the Parsayim, they abolished it. And after the Gzeirah, they never came back to it. But Tosfos says that, indeed, they didn't go back to saying Haftorah by Mincha from Novi, but they used to say from Ksuvim in certain places. And our Mishnah, and we're discussing in a place, the Yontav Shchali is b'Shabbos, Yontav is on Shabbos, and this is a place where they say Maftir from Ksuvim, let's say, by Mincha b'Shabbos, the halacha is, Ein Tzarech Laskel She Yontav. You don't mention that today is Yontav. Why? Shemar Shabbos ain't Navi b'mincha b'yontif. If it wasn't Shabbos, you wouldn't say it. Why wouldn't you say it? Because you don't say Haftira yontif by mincha. However, says the Gemara, v'les hilchus kahal hanishmatza. This is not the halacha. Rather, the halacha is El kihadar amar v'shu ben Levi yom kippurim shchal liyis b'shabbos. If Yom Kippur comes on Shabbos, the halacha is hamispalul nila. When we say nila on Yom Kippur, tzarch lahaskir shel Shabbos. We have to mention shel Shabbos. Now, let's think about it. On a regular Shabbos, we certainly don't say nila. The only reason we're saying nila is because it's Yom Kippur. But even though we're only saying it because of Yom Kippur, if it's Shabbos, we should still mention Shabbos, because Yom Hu Shenas Chai Bar B'Tfilas. This is a day that you're supposed to say Nila, and if it's Shabbos, you're supposed to mention Shabbos. But ask the Gemara, Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa, Amrit Hilchasa, you said the halacha is like Rabbi Shu ben Levi, that if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos by Ne'ila, we mention Shabbos. With Kaimelon, yet on the other hand, we know the halachas Karova, Dama Rova Yontav Shchalis B'Shabbos, Shliach Tziva Yoyer Lefnei Teva Arvis. When we daven Friday night, we know when we daven Friday night, we say Magen Avos. So what happens if this Friday night, besides that it being Shabbos, is also Yontav? So do we mention in the Magen Avos the fact that it's Yontav? The halacha is, ain't tzoruch lahaskir isha yontif. We don't mention yontif in that Magen Avos. Shemal is Shabbos. If it wasn't Shabbos, ain't shlich tziba yoyrid arvis be yontif. If it wasn't Shabbos, if it was just yontif, on yontif we don't say Magen Avos. The reason is because on Leil Shabbos, they say we should say Magen Avos because people used to come late to shul, and they would, and the shuls, as we've discussed previously, were not in a convenient place. They were outside the city. We were concerned that the people would not follow, who came late would be left there alone. So we sort of prolonged the tefillah by putting in Magen Avos. But on Yontif, we didn't make this reason, even though Yontif also people maybe would come late to shul. So the Gemara Masechta Pesachim explains that on Shabbos there was a chshash of mazikim, of shadim. Yontif, there's no such a chshash. Another reason that some Rishonim suggest is that on Yontif there were less people that came to shul Yontif in the evening than there were people who came to shul Shabbos in the evening. And therefore, if a person saw that he's coming late Yontif by davening, he just wouldn't come. But what do we see from here? That you're saying Magen Avos. We're saying Magen Avos because it's Shabbos, but we shouldn't mention Yontif, even though it is Yontif. Not like Yom Kippur when we're saying Ne'ilah, which we certainly wouldn't say Ne'ilah if it weren't Yom Kippur, and we still mention Shabbos. Says the Gemara, the comparison is weak. Hachi hashta, hasam bedinhu dafil b'Shabbos nami loy tzoruch. And really, we shouldn't have to say Magen Avos and Shabbos altogether. As we explained, there's never Chazar Sashatz by Marif. It's just Rabbanu Huda Tekuni. The Rabbanu made this special rule to say Magen Avos Friday evening because they were concerned about the Sakana. Aval Hocha, but when we speak about Ne'ila, it's very different. Yom Rishon is Chai Bar B'Tfil. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is that we can't compare Yontif. We can't compare Ne'ila to Magen Avos. Magen Avos, the entire tefillah of Magen Avos is sort of superfluous. Masha Enkein, the tefillah of Ne'ila is not a superfluous tefillah. It's a critical part of the tefillah of Yom Kippur. And if it's Shabbos, of course we should mention Shabbos. So before we continue, Agamar discussed a number of halachas, what you have to say, what you don't have to say. So just to review the halach lemaisa. The halach is that on Chanukah and Purim, both by davening and by benching, we say Al Hanisim. But if somebody skipped it, we don't make him repeat the Shemoneh Esrei or the benching. But if he remembers before he finished the Shemoneh Esrei or before he finished the benching, he should say Rachman Yasalonim Nisim the flaws, Kshem Shal Sisla Vasena Bayam Mahim Vizman Hazeh. There's an interesting vort from Chaim Brisker. He says, in benching, we say Alanisim. If somebody says a bracha main shalosh, the halacha is that you don't have to, you don't say Alanisim. So Chaim Brisker wanted to know, why is bracha main shalosh different than benching? So he said, when we learned Masech the Brachas, the Gemara Masech the Brachas, Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph Toras, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Kol Hashana Kula Mespal Odom Havineinu. The entire year, if there's the proper situation, you say the abridged version of Shemoneh Esrei Havineinu, which is an abridged version of the Shemoneh Esrei. But the Gemara continues, Chutz V'Matzah Shabbos V'Matzah Yontif, Neshetzarech Loim Havdol B'Chayin and Adas. Because you're supposed to say Havdol B'Chayin and Adas, and there's no way to insert it. Ask the Gemara, ask Masutra, so insert it in the Havineinu. And the Gemara left that with a kasha. But we quoted at that time the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina that the halacha is that you don't say it. Because we're concerned if you're going to say it, people are going to think that Atochanatanu is a bracha b'fnei atzma. And that's the same reason. So whenever there's a concern that somebody's going to make the mistake to think it's a bracha b'fnei atzma, in an abridged tefillah, we don't say it. So the same thing here, says Rav Chaim Brisker. If we're going to put Alanisim into the Brach Mein Shalosh, people are going to think it's an essential part of the benching. That if you missed it, you have to repeat the benching. We just paskin, we just said that that's, of course, not the halacha. And that's why we don't say it. And therefore, along the same line, there are many paiskim that suggest that if somebody, Rachman Litzlan, has to eat on Yom Kippur, when he eats and he benches, he should say Yal V'Yavai. And if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, he should say Ritzei. But probably, maybe, we shouldn't say it in Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, of course, because if you skipped it on Yom Kippur, you wouldn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Like we said earlier, if you skip the Yal V'Yavai, you have to repeat it. But I did see a very important halacha l'maisa. And that is people, many times, are concerned, the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, they're nervous, did I say it, didn't I say it? And the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if it was your intention to say Yal V'Yavai, we could assume that you said it. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah that we may not use alya. We may not use the fat from a sheep's tail, nor would tallow. Then we learn Nachman Madai says we could use chelev, madlikim chelev mevushal, v'chamer emer echem mevushal v'echet she'em mevushal em madlikim ba. Ask the Gemara, Hachamim hena Tanakama. The opinion of the Chachamim is exactly the same as the Tanakama. What's the difference? The Tanakama says loy b'chelev, which means any type of chelev, and that's also what the Chachamim is saying. What's the nafkamina? Answers the Gemara, ikvenayu, the nafkamina will be a halacha that we discussed at the beginning of this parak, the Rabbuna Marav, the halacha Rabbuna Marav taught us, where what happens if you mixed good oil with bad oil? What would be the halacha? And V'loy Masaymi, we don't know, one will hold that that's acceptable, and one will hold it's not acceptable. But we don't know who's the man, the Amr, that holds it's acceptable when you have a teruvis of kosher oil, and who's the one that doesn't. And you could go in two directions. It could be that the Tanakhama said that you can never use chalif, even if there's good oil mixed in, and the Chum came and said that's only if it's alone, or you could say that the Tanakhama held only when it's also only by itself, but if it has other type of oil mixed in, it's kosher, and the Chum said it's also in all situations. So it could go in either direction. So the halacha that we begin this Mishnah with, actually we discussed at the beginning of our shiur today as well. Says the Mishnah, Eimad Likim Shemen Tzreifa B'Yontif. We may not use Shemen Tzreifa on Yontif to light the candles. Rav Shmuel Omer, Eimad Likim B'Itrin. We may not use Itrin. It's a type of pitch that gives a bad odor. We may kfoid a Shabbos. V'chom Matirim B'Kol HaShmanim. V'chom say you could use all type of oil. B'Shemen Shumshemen, B'Shemen Agoizen, B'Shemen Tzinoinus. You allow to use sesame oil, nut oil, radish oil, b'shem dogim, fish oil, b'shem bekuas, it's a type of a plant, b'itrin or b'nef, different types of tar, r'tafenimer, eimer likel el b'shem zayit b'lvad. R'tafen's opinion is that we should only use shemen Zayis. And it's interesting, the Gemara doesn't explain Rav Tarfon's opinion. But the Medrash Tanchuma, Pashas Baloischa, explains the reason for Rav Tarfon. He says, since we find that the Torah says that when we light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it should only be lit from Shemen Zayis, so therefore Rav Tarfon held that it's appropriate that the Shabbos candles should also only be lit from Shemen Zayis. However, there are Rishonim that say that Shemen Zayis is the oil that burns best. And since, as we discussed so many times in this year, we're concerned about Shemayata, we're supposed to use something, a material to light, where will there be the least concern for Shemayata.